European Union ministers are backing a plan to send peacekeepers to South Ossetia, but there is an east-west divide within the EU. France and Germany have tempered their criticism of Russia. The Baltic states and Poland, on the other hand, say that they're against any plan that doesn't condemn what they call Russian aggression. The World's Jerry Hatton has more.
The EU's 27 foreign ministers agreed today in principle to send ceasefire monitors to Georgia. In Brussels, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said Europe was ready to act on the ground to restore stability to the region. What is essential, he said, when one thinks of the suffering, of the massacres that take place, this unacceptable war at our doors, the European Union cannot be indifferent. After the press conference, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said the EU's main message is that the use of force can no longer be seen as a viable means to solving regional conflicts.
Many Europeans, in fact all of the European foreign ministers I've spoken to, will have been shocked by the scenes that they've seen from Georgia, the sight of Russian tanks in Gori, Russian tanks in Saneki, Russian blockade of Poti, the Georgian port, are a chilling reminder of times that I think we all hoped had gone by.
But even as European ministers were celebrating their apparent unity, Russian tanks were continuing maneuvers in Georgian territory, and within Europe's own ranks, divisions began to appear. The leaders of Poland and the three Baltic states held their own press conference today in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. They criticized their European colleagues for not clearly condemning Russia's incursion into Georgia. Estonian President Tomas Hendrik Ilves also spoke of times gone by, but he was referring to Europe's history of appeasement in the last century.
We must stick to the territorial integrity of Georgia. If we do not, if we allow to go unchecked aggression and invasion, then we live in a very different world from the one where we think we have been living in since 1991.
Poland's president spoke even more forcefully. He said he completely disagreed with the EU's peace plan. He warned that if Russian aggression isn't confronted, the EU's Eastern European members might one day face Russian tanks again. That may not seem likely anytime soon, but it's a major fear among the former Soviet states now in the EU. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.